616-1320 WILS. Michigan State University, the officials there are now responding to that federal report that said the university mishandled sexual assault claims on campus. Let's talk to Jan Langbein. She's an expert on violence against women and these kinds of assaults on campus. She's with GenesisShelter.org. Jan, great having you here.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and you also study and are an expert in these campus assaults. Now, the report, one of the things the report said is that I thought it was interesting was that many students said that they had negative experiences with the MSU police officers there. They said that, quote, by making a scene, being rude and or unprofessional, being dismissive, blaming the accuser, and not following up on complaints. That's what they experienced with the responders to these incidents. Now, is that a typical problem?
You know, let's step back and look for a second, if we can, at the whole problem. In this country, the studies say that every minute and a half, someone is raped in this country. And 44% of these are under 18. Department of Justice study last year, released in December last year, said 110,000 women between the ages of 18 and 24, so the college-age women, are raped every year, and that doesn't count men that are there. You know, there are so many extra layers on a college campus, Mike. You start looking at, you know, the first time away from home, the young women are more vulnerable, and you start looking at the drug-facilitated sexual assaults, the intoxication, those kinds of things. Right. So, yeah, it's a real problem.
Okay, let's go to the drug thing, because the groups that they talked to, they said, the students they talked to said that they were wary of certain fraternities and also bars that were near campus because they were worried about drugs that might be slipped into their drinks. How big of an issue is this in the campus of sexual assault?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's huge, and it's a shame. When I packed up my daughters to go off to college, we were looking at outfits to go through Rush, and now we have to say, don't get your own drink, don't put your, you know, keep your hand over, I mean, don't let someone bring you a drink, keep your hand over your drink at all times. And it makes me sad that we live in a society that if you can, you will. If you can rape someone, you will. There's a study out of Ohio that talks about how men are more likely to assume, more likely than women, to assume that a woman who drinks alcohol on a date is willing to is a willing sex partner. And 40% of men think that this that it's also okay to force. Forced sex is acceptable on an intoxicated woman. 40% of men.
Wow.
Well, we're missing the boat on something.
Yeah, that's disturbing. The report also focused on athletes. It's found that students believe that athletes, quote, have a reputation for engaging in sexual harassment and sexual assault and for not being punished for it. Is that, do you think that's an accurate assessment by students?
I don't know if you've read this, but John Krakauer came out with a new book, Missoula, and it talks about the rape and the justice system in Missoula, Montana. And it's absolutely on that. It talks about, you know, football players and gang raping these girls who come to these parties. But I got to tell you, it's not just athletes that do this. There's some really great athletes on our college campuses, both men and women. I think they have a big influence one way or the other. If it goes unchecked with athletes, it's going to go unchecked with everybody else.
Okay.
We know that typically these rapes are not reported. 68% of sexual assaults are not reported to police.
Well, I just, one last thing, because the report basically said that Michigan State's policies, they contributed to, quote, sexually hostile environment. The fact that students said that when they dealt with MSU police officers, they had situations where they felt they were being blamed and that the officers were being rude or dismissive.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. The campus judiciary system is not adequate. The campus police can absolutely blame the victim. And so more and more women realize nothing's going to happen. I'm being, you know, laughed off the campus by his, you know, teammates or fraternity brothers. And it's really terrifying for a young woman. We've seen that at campus after campus after campus. Hey, before we get off today, I get off the line today, I absolutely want listeners to know a resource, and it's the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, R-A-I-N-N, RAIN, uh-huh. It's 1-800-656-HOPE, 656-4673. Lots of great information on that website, what to do if you are sexually assaulted, mm-hmm. how to report it if you're sexually assaulted, that kind of thing.
And I should note, MSU officials say they have changed many of their policies even before the report came out. Jan Langbein, expert on violence against women, nationally renowned expert, GenesisShelter.org is the website. Jan, thank you.
Thank you so much.